The Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time for Harvey Wireman's Senior Chat.
How lucky can one guy be?
With your host, Harvey Wireman, retired attorney at law and former Marine Corps
like the fella
guy.
Ain't that a kick?
You mean former Marine Corps guy?
I'm sorry, Mr. Wireman.
Why don't you read the credentials, the cue cards properly? What a sack of dung.
Like the sailors.
Sorry, sir.
Ain't that a whole...
Good evening. My name is Harvey Wireman, and I'm the host here of Senior Chat, and welcome to the program. And tonight's question will be, how far have you dragged a human being under your car without knowing it? Now, Bill, is the prize this week the Aberdeen Golf Package for two?
That's this week. Last week was the Banff trip.
Oh, okay. Bill, just to see, I screwed the dog on this thing because I thought it was last week the winner of the how many bus stops have you driven over loaded with people while in a diabetic coma contest, and that the prize was a trip to the high school band competition finals in Banff, British Columbia. But this week it's the
Aberdeen Creek.
All right, this week is Aberdeen Creek Golf Package for two. A lovely 18-hole course out there in the middle of Death Valley, where there isn't water spigots for miles, but you go out and you think you're going to have a good time until you realize that you're going to die. It's 150 degrees, and that's why we send old people out to the desert, not for you to relax, but for you to slowly wither and die quickly. So tonight on Harvey Wireman's Senior Chat, you'll win. If you win the competition, you'll win the golf package for two at Aberdeen Creek, which includes a massage and a rub down. Sorry, I got another cheese ball in my throat. I don't want to have any more of that bri or whatever that fag stuff.
All right, sir, I'll get another.
Thank you. All right, so the golf package, you'll get a full rub down, top to bottom. And you'll also, your wife can enjoy shopping at the various shops. They've got an Indian village there and something. All right, let's go to our telephone calls. The question tonight on Senior Chat, how far have you dragged a human being under your car without knowing it? Let's go to, this is Stan. Hello, Stan. How are you? And welcome to Senior Chat.
Oh, Harvey, how are you?
Great.
God bless you every year or however often I listen.
You don't listen nightly? You listen yearly?
Yeah, I guess I do. I haven't heard you since last year. When was it? Yeah, I only tuned in once before, and that was last year. So.
All right, well, you should get in the habit of listening every night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a great idea. I'm so sorry.
But listening once a year isn't going to help me at all with the listeners. I forgot what the question is.
How far have you dragged a man under your car? Without knowing it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me tell you what. About 2 weeks ago, I got home, and I saw 2 feet sticking out from underneath the rear fence. I said, holy Jesus. And I said, my wife, she said, well, I'll be dipped, re-dipped, tarred, feathered, and sheened to a high gloss. That's a human being. And I said,
how about that, huh?
Can you believe that? And I said, well... Okay, let's think about this.
Now, how far do you think you dragged the man?
Well, I said to my wife, let's think about this. We left Lucy's, which is they had the early bird there. Then I went on. It had to be a quarter of a mile, and I'll tell you why.
A quarter of a mile?
That's right, and I'll tell you what.
Whoa, my God. A whole quarter, that's a hell of a deal.
Well, I'll tell you why. Charlie's, which is where they have that wonderful French onion soup, is a quarter of a mile from my home, and that's where I stopped off and said to my wife, well, let's go get some takeout. And she said, sweet living Jesus, that's a great idea. Well, I thought a speed bump, you know. And then Charlie calls here, who's the owner of the place, says, have you seen my bus boy? And I said, why on earth? And then I said, hold on for a minute. I went, well, I'll be a son of a bee, and the word I want to use.
Yeah, you bet I do.
Okay. I said, he's caught under my right rear wheel well. So there you go.
A quarter of a mile, you dragged a busboy from Charlie's, huh?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. Now, you hold on the line, Stan, because I've got Gloria who's going to come on. This is great, isn't it? And you thought it was a speed bump.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I think that's why so many of people get dragged under car. And it's just not the seniors that are doing it either.
Oh, no. No. You're absolutely, everybody drags people under cars. So, this idea.
Yeah, we always take the heat. Just because I drive my car into the boys' section of May Company, and I got out and I said, do you take MasterCard? Because I realized I'd made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, she said, and she fainted, and the police were called. Everybody does that.
Everyone does, yes.
All right, now you hold on. Now, that's a quarter of a mile. So there's, what was his name?
Stan.
What is that?
Stan.
That was Stan.
Yeah, the guy you just talked to?
Yes.
It's Stan.
All right, that's Stan. Now let's go to...
Gloria.
Let's go to Gloria, and she's on line...
Three.
And she's...
Gloria.
Gloria. And she's...
On line three.
All right. Let's go over to...
Line three.
Line three.
For Gloria.
For Gloria. Here we are. Hello?
Gloria.
Gloria.
Oh, is this Harvey?
Yes, it is, dear. How are you?
Oh, I love everything you do. I listen... Every night I listen. And I can't tell you how much...
Well, thank you, dear. Now, I've got Stan holding...
I heard his stuff. You know something, that's not his fault. They always have the speed bumps.
Don't they, though? Don't you know they always have the speed bumps?
Always do. And you hit a man, you drag him and mutilate him, and someone says, oh, you... I said, I thought it was a speed bump, and I...
And the other thing, I ran over a valet at the hotel here the other day, and I thought it was a parking brick. And then they say there's a man caught in the fan belt of your alternator. And I said, well, no, you're kidding. And they said, no. I said, well, see, that's what you get for...
Oh, the parking brick.
Yeah, the parking brick. All right, dear. So tonight's question, how far have you drug a man under the wheels
of your car
before you...
Discovered... That there was a man there. I know what I'm saying. You know, well, you're forgetting everything.
All right.
Well, my husband wanted me to call you. And this is really fun. I left my daughter-in-law's home at about 3 p.m. on Sunday. We were coming back from Santa Barbara. So, and I remember saying to my granddaughter, I said, I want to go in the car, and I want to get your doll that we had purchased over here at Yardley's, in the mall.
Yes.
All right. We got home that night. My daughter-in-law and my granddaughter are both caught in the oil pan. Bob, the son of a gun, had forgotten that he had hit them and run them over and was supposed to call an ambulance, but instead floored it and took off.
Well, why did...
Well, he does that. He's always getting into trouble. He's always flooring and taking off.
So you ran over your own daughter
and granddaughter...
And dragged them how far?
It had to be 15 miles. And
Tell them what they look like, honey, if you have the phone.
Here's Bob now.
Okay, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Harvey, look it. I looked at it, and I said, I didn't know they made sweet potatoes that big. She said, you big idiot, that's your daughter and granddaughter.
Can you believe that?
Well, how about that? And
oh, yeah, and it was...
And one other thing, now what do we win this week? Because I listened last week, G.D., and I didn't get the prize. And
well, this week it's the Aberdeen ski trip. All right, so hold on, I want to get Stan, you hear that?
Oh, yeah, that beats the living, that beats seven shades of crap out of mine. It sure does.
Well, I guess you win, Bob and Gloria. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gloria. We won.
Oh, isn't that nice? I gotta go scrub these underwear. I gotta scrub the underwear.
All right. She ruined her underwear when we dragged the granddaughter. But,
all right, well, you're the winner today on Harvey Wireman's Senior Chat of the Golf Package for Two, which includes the early bird onion soup, and you'll also get your choice, the ice cream cup or the hot buttered bun.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Well, congratulations, and we'll see you all next week on Senior Chat. Next week's question is...
How far
have you dragged...
A relative. Under
a golf cart, that's right. Okay. See you next week, everyone.
God, I can't believe I won!
The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
I hugged her and she hugged me.
Oh my God, the music's still on! We didn't turn the music off! Bud, how could you?
I kinda like yours.
Turn that stuff off!
Thanks.